AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Washington-based Iranian human rights group estimates a week of warfare has killed at least 657 people, including 263 civilians in Iran. Iranian missiles hit residential buildings near Tel Aviv and damaged a hospital in southern Israel Thursday, wounding at least 240 people. Ed Donahue on Washington's deliberations.
President Trump has been talking about the possibility of joining Israel in strikes against Iran and its nuclear program.
You don't know that I'm going to even do it. You don't know. I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt read a statement from the president.
Based on the fact that there's a substantial chance of negotiations that may or may not take place with Iran in the near future, I will make my decision whether or not to go within the next 2 weeks.
Leavitt was asked why the president thinks there is a substantial chance of negotiations.
I'm not going to get into the reasoning and the rationale. The president believes that, but that's his position.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the president will do what's best for America.
The partnership with the United States, the partnership with President Trump, with whom I speak to almost every day, is incredible.
Iran has long maintained its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says he may impose new tariffs on U.S. steel and aluminum on July 21st, depending on the progress of trade talks with President Trump. The president signed an executive order to keep TikTok running for another 90 days to allow time for a deal to bring it under American ownership. And immigration agents were asked to leave Dodger Stadium this morning.
The Los Angeles Dodgers said ICE agents requested permission to access the parking lots and were denied entry. Homeland Security Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said the agents were not trying to enter the stadium. She stated their presence was unrelated to any operation or enforcement. Local media reported a group of protesters gathered shortly after. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
This is AP News. Local amusement parks are hoping for a strong summer before tariffs kick in.
At Playland's Castaway Cove on the Jersey Shore,
we have 30 rides,
a lot from overseas.
So the tariffs have a huge impact,
both on replacement parts and the prizes people win after playing amusement park games. They're usually from China. Vice President Brian Hartley loaded up on a summer's worth before the tariffs kicked in.
Try to save that cost so we could keep our prices down for our guests.
That's a selling point for people like Chris Del Borello, whose family visits yearly.
We build memories every single summer.
With prices rising elsewhere,
Castaway Cove is very affordable.
But Hartley says the tariffs may change that.
Eventually, it is something that might have to be passed on to the customer.
He's worried economic uncertainty might affect people who haven't already booked summer vacations. I'm Sagar Meghani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.